Hello and welcome everyone. In today's show, which is episode 2, myself and Richard are talking to the team from Skylines Academy. But firstly, let's catch up on what we've been up to this week. So Richard, what have you been up to this week?
So this week has been a bit of a slow week, but on Monday evening, myself and DevOps Derek, you can catch him on YouTube and Twitch every Monday night, I believe. We had a little live session regarding AKS and how I see Kubernetes is not just for the developers, it's for IT pros too. So make sure you watch that on his YouTube channel. It's really good. I had a lot of fun. It's only about an hour long. So maybe if you're out and about, like, listen to it because you don't really need to watch it, walking the dog or whatnot. We'll also pop some links for that down in the description box to make it easier for you to find. Apart from that, it's just been a lot of documentation and trying to catch little bits and pieces of Microsoft Ignite, which has been happening this week. That's what I've been up to, Gregor. What about you?
So this past week at work, I've kind of been busy talking to a lot of customers on a lot of different technologies. I'm still working on a durable functions piece of work, which is quite interesting, doing some phone calls to people using Twilio, which is pretty cool. I've been looking at things like Azure messaging, talking to customers with things like Service Bus, that kind of thing. I've also been looking at Kubernetes for some customers and doing some of that. So that's been pretty cool as well. Kubernetes is fairly new to me, so it's a steep learning curve, but you know me, I like learning stuff. Also been doing a lot of workshop preparation for next Tuesday. Myself and Wesley are doing an Azure governance workshop. So that should be good fun. I'm going to be talking about Azure Resource Graph Explorer and Azure Cost Management. So I'm really looking forward to that. I really do like the workshops.
Sounds like a busy week so far.
It has been, but it's good. I like being busy.
Especially with Microsoft Ignite happening at the same time. I just noticed you mentioned Twilio. Did you see any of the announcements at Microsoft Ignite? Because one announcement I did see was Azure Communications, I believe it's called, which kind of replaces Twilio, I think. But I haven't looked too much into it. I just sort of see it mentioned.
Yeah, so I've kind of been a little bit busy this week. I haven't really managed to catch any sessions, so I'm going to hopefully catch up. I did see the communications one, though, because someone knew I was working on Twilio thing and said you should have a look at that. I did have a look at that. The demos are a little bit, I don't know, it's quite new, it's still in preview. The kind of demos are in Node.js. I need to do an Azure function. So, yeah, I think the documentation's still got a little bit to go and it's pretty new, but I've had a wee quick look at it and I will definitely check it out. But, yeah, I think Twilio might have a little bit of competition going forward, which is probably a good thing. A couple of things that did stand out just from keeping an eye on Twitter, to be honest. Azure Auto Manage for virtual machines looks really good. Azure Resource Mover, I was part of the private preview for that, so yeah, that looks good as well. And Azure Archives obviously went GA, so that's interesting. That's definitely one to have a look at, and they've finally come out with the pricing, so that's quite interesting. What about yourself?
So I managed to attend like one session live with a sort of RC experts afterwards. So that session was obviously Kubernetes, the one by Brendan Burns. It was quite a late one for us, like 9 o'clock it started, but it was really fun. I really enjoyed the RC experts afterwards. It was with some AKS PMs, some really good questions there. I found out about a cool bit of technology called ACR Teleport, which basically sort of allows you to speed up your Windows containers deployments in AKS. I think it sort of speeds up the extraction process and everything. So if you're scaling a node, it doesn't take as long to deploy the new containers, which is awesome because everyone knows Windows containers are massive. Apart from that, I mostly just stayed up to date via Twitter as yourself. You know, there's a lot of things that I need to catch up on now, but I feel like Twitter did a very good way to sort of engage the audience more. You know, it kind of felt like we sort of were there a bit because of Twitter and all the sort of jokes that were going on with getting Izzy a cat. It got mentioned absolutely everywhere, which was awesome. So if Izzy or Thomas are hearing this, make sure Izzy gets a cat. But apart from that, that was it really for me.
Yeah, I did see that. That was quite funny. The patch and switch Twitch stream was good.
I was just going to say, that was so good. A lot of fun. Just the way they sort of sort of did a random acts of streaming whilst watching a Rick's presentation when he was interviewing Mark, however you say his name, CTO of Azure. Also authors three amazing books, so read those if you haven't. But yeah, it was such a good live stream of that. I would definitely, if we, I think Ignite's been announced on March next year, so I'm hoping Patch and Switch does some random acts of streaming again, because I really enjoyed that.
So today we are joined by the amazing people of Skylines Academy. So a big warm welcome to Amy, Brett and Nick. Welcome folks, how are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Great to be here.
Doing well. Thanks for asking.
Thanks for having us. We have some great weather today, so I'm happy.
Good. Send it this way, please.
Yeah.
It's getting cold here now. A bit of frost in the air in the morning. Yeah. Right, okay, so I've got some questions. Richard's got some questions, so we'll just dive straight in. Nick, tell us a little bit about Skylines Academy for the people who are listening and kind of maybe might not know what is Skylines Academy. What are you guys all about?
Okay, yeah, sure. Skylines Academy is a company Brett Bosick and myself founded, you know, just over 2 years ago now. And ultimately, our goal was to educate, enable, and empower people, you know, on their cloud journey. And that's, you know, absolutely core to our mission. Now, our goal was always, how do we create high quality training that's accessible to everyone? And then how do we go beyond that and actually enable people to, you know, do their job really effectively, get that job if they're looking for something new, trying to completely transform their career. And so what started out, I would say, is sort of a journey from Brett and I, when we sort of saw there was this gap in the market and there was sort of a lack of Azure training, sort of evolved very, very quickly into just a lot more, right, in terms of helping people. And as students requested more help. And to your question, yeah, it sort of started as Azure training. It's evolved into Microsoft 365 training. We have Google training. We do a lot with Terraform. It's really focused on the key things that people need to do in their day to day. But I'll let Brett see if anything she would like to add to that as well. Hopefully, I covered it pretty well there.
No, I think you covered it perfect. I think kind of just to reiterate, there was, believe it or not, 3 years ago when Nick recorded his first course, there was kind of a lack of on-demand training for Azure. I mean, there was a lack of, there were a few courses out there that were really, really good, but there wasn't the market that we're seeing today for on-demand education. So, you know, we thought we'd put together one course as kind of like a kind of nights and weekends project, because we both had full-time jobs at the time. And it turned into two courses and three, and, you know, you get the gist. It just kept going from there.
That sounds awesome. So I was going to ask you why you started and all of that, which you've answered. So I'm going to sort of change up a bit and ask you where you want Skylines Academy to go in like 5 years. Do you want it to be like the top training provider, beating Pluralsight and others, or?
Yeah, I'll let Brett go first and then I'll see if our answers line up. Hopefully they're the same. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, not to go directly head to head with Pluralsight or any of the other companies out there, I think they do a great job at, you know, of what they've built on-demand training companies. I think Nick and I, where our heart lies and where our passion is really helping people and helping enterprises in the same respect build out their cloud environments, understand the services that exist in cloud, and really accelerate, you know, their careers and what they have going on. So I think our goal kind of goes beyond just being a training company, and it bleeds a little bit into, you know, offering more advisory services to people.
I totally agree. I think it's, again, kind of to reiterate as well, it's one thing for somebody to go and take a certification course. It's another thing for them to be enabled to do their job and really implement cloud effectively. I think, you know, in a lot of the work I've done in my career in consulting and still do pretty heavily, it's people are struggling, right? There's a lot of cloud and Azure environments that haven't been implemented very well. And I think I'm really interested in, you know, personally in how those teams are structured, how people interact with each other. You know, we've seen the whole DevOps movement. And So to Brett's point, yeah, it's beyond, you know, we don't necessarily think we'll compete for the largest number of courses and content hours. Our goal is to be really, really specialized and very, you know, specific and again, very, very high quality. So if you're trying to solve something in, say, networking, we have training that helps that, enablement that helps that. So you can really do your job effectively. If you have a problem with something, you can go immediately to the video of choice that kind of answers that for you, or the guide that helps you answer that question and implement it. So I think it's a different approach than pure just on-demand training, I would say.
I like that. I must admit, I like the fact I can log into Skylines and kind of dip in and out of different courses and go to the bit of material that I'm looking for. Yeah, that's nice, I must admit. Okay, so what's the hardest part in starting a company like Skylines Academy? What's been the kind of hard parts of what you've achieved so far?
time, I think, is probably the biggest one. I think Brett and I both started this, you know, working full time. You know, Brett at Microsoft, you know, myself working at Ahead, and also worked at Microsoft during that time. And yeah, I think time was the biggest thing. I think, you know, and Brett, I'm sure I can hit on this too, is just we care so much when we get something back from a student. If something doesn't work, we just want to fix it so badly. And finding time to do that and keeping the courses up to date, it feels like a treadmill on weekends. For me at times, and getting up at 4 or 5 a.m. to make sure I can get recording in, you know, when you've got other work to do. And thankfully, it's paid off and we've had enormous success and it's been received very well. But for me, the time management has probably been the biggest thing, and just making sure it really meets expectations.
Yeah, I think to that point, Nick, just trying to prioritize all of the amazing things we want to do, and Amy has to deal with this on the day-to-day as well. It's like hearing this like influx of ideas come in that comes directly from our students. So any pain points that they're having or what they feel like is missing in the market. And there are a lot of areas where, you know, Nick and Amy and I feel like we can fill that gap and we can help them. But the issue is time and prioritizing that, and, you know, seeing where it makes sense to build certain content out. So kind of, you know, agree with Nick to that sentiment.
Awesome.
Sorry, Amy, for dragging you through the
mud. Oh, that's fine. No, it's true.
That's good, because my next question is actually for Amy, so that's perfect. And it's about content and courses. So what's the latest course you guys have published, and how did your students actually like receive it? Were they happy, or, you know, give us some ins and outs.
Yeah, the latest is the DP900 by Michael Levin. I hope I said that right.
Levan, it was close.
Levan, okay, great. Big fan of him, but I haven't talked to him personally. But so yeah, once we launch a course, we get really good feedback, but it's always, well, when's the next thing? You know, when's the next thing? So it's hard to try to keep everyone happy, because people are excited about the launch, but then they're like, well, when are you going to have the, you know, the next one? So it's hard to keep up, as Brett and Nick said, since, you know, you're getting up at odd hours to keep up with things, and things are always changing in Azure. So then you have to re-record, you know, for a video maybe, because, you know, Microsoft likes to keep us on our toes. So
keep changing the portal.
Every
time you change
the portal,
somebody's got to re-record a video.
Right. Or change the exam. So we finally got into that data platform space, and it's been well received. So,
yeah,
nice. So, when is the Power Platform course coming out? I'm joking.
Oh,
he said yeah, Power Platform. Yeah.
Oh. Is that a request? Because we're taking requests on the show.
Yeah, you can be an author.
Yeah, Gregor, when are you creating the Power Platform course for us?
No, not answering that question. Okay, so let's see. If you had a magic wand, what is the one thing you would change in the kind of in the area, the space that you're in just now? Is there anything that you'd like to see different?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting time. I think obviously we're living in this, you know, world right now with a pandemic, which has changed everything. And I think there's so much information out there now. And I think I was talking to somebody recently. It's like there's a lot of fatigue and online, you know, live events right now. And I think everyone getting a bit more organized, and there's a lot of saturation of content out there between YouTube and everything now. So I think I think, like we were talking about earlier, I think we want to be really targeted and really specific. We know people don't have an endless amount of time, and I think I think it's great that everything's online. So I don't say that as a bad thing earlier. I think it's more like people trying to balance their lives right now between, you know, it seems like extended work hours and then also trying to fit in training. And I just think we have to find this balance. And for us, I think that's also why when we look at our training, it's not about having the most number of hours in a training course. It's about being very, very efficient, making sure somebody can absorb the information in the shortest amount of time, but truly understand it. And I think that's what I think about a lot as I'm creating like the new courses and updating the existing ones. Certainly I've grown, I've got more experience. There's things I want to add and make sure people understand, but it's like, how do I get that information across in the most efficient way possible? So people also have time to, you know, enjoy their lives outside of IT, which is, you know, suffering from a lot of burnout these days. So I think that's top of mind for me right now.
Cool. Yeah. You see a lot of this burnout happening, especially with COVID going on. So people just aren't going out anymore and just sitting at home working.
I kind of feel like if I could wave a magic wand and like change anything, it would be that, you know, Ignite was a couple days ago and, you know, it was something that we really enjoyed doing together last year. Obviously, we met the two of you, which was really special and, you know, meant a lot to us to be able to spend time with you. But I think, you know, I wish that we could all kind of get together again in person and maybe on an island. They could host Ignite next year. Yeah. On an island.
Totally agree.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so that's my request to Microsoft. If they're listening, you know, hook it up.
Right. You miss that Brett's ecosystem of being people again. You know, we're social animals, so...
I like Brett's idea more. She took the magic wand in a better direction. You can do a lot more, right? So.
I like your wand, but I wanted one. So
in dealing with the e-learning, while you get to participate.
There you go. Yeah.
Awesome. So talking about e-learning and stuff, obviously people are passing exams, failing exams. What kind of feedback do you get from your students if they failed and if they passed? Is it different or... Yeah, just tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are plenty of students who have passed and who have let us know. It's easier to put yourself out there and say you've passed something than to put yourself out there and say you've not passed. That being said, I think we've all failed an exam at some point in our lives, right? So yes. You know, we have had some people who've said they haven't passed, and then that's where, you know, our team jumps in and says, hey, like, you know, what can we do better? What can we help with? Or how can our community help? Because we've got a lot of other students who've been successful. So yeah, I think that's, you know, there's been feedback on both sides of the coin, mostly passes, which is good. But sometimes, you know, you don't pass your first time, and that's completely okay.
Right. And that's where the Facebook group actually helps a lot, because someone will post, you know, the results, and maybe they're weak in networking, and they're like, well, what should I look at? You know, and people can chime in and we can help and say, well, you know, as far as the curriculum, go here for the networking pieces and refresh on that. And, you know, most of the failures seem to be pretty close. So it's like, you know, don't feel bad. You know, you have exposure to it. Now just retake it as soon as possible, so it's still fresh in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Totally. As a business, we want to, you know, improve our content to help people pass. But then what really cool thing that we've built is this community, as Amy mentioned, this like Facebook group and other communities where students are now able to help each other, right? Because they're the ones sitting down taking the exams every day. So they're able to tell each other, you know, what was more difficult or what they studied more on, things like that.
That's cool. I really like that.
Yeah, me too. I didn't really know too much about the Facebook pages I've got, so that's really awesome. How many students have you got signed up to that?
I think 6,000.
Over 6,000, I think, yeah.
Yeah, 6,500.
And how many students do you think you guys have probably taught throughout the course of the 3 years of Skyline?
What do we have, Brett? Over 150,000. It's probably closer to 170 now. I guess we got to pull the numbers again, but yeah, it's probably around 150 to 170, I would estimate in that range right now, which is just amazing. I mean, we're super excited about it. I mean, yeah, just the activity and you know, just when, like we were saying, like when people pass and they let us know, like it means the world to us, you know, every day when you wake up and somebody passed an exam, I think it just energizes all of us for the day and just makes it all worthwhile. So, yeah, no, it's super exciting that we've had that much, you know, traction.
I follow you guys on LinkedIn, and it's always nice to see when a student passes an exam, you see their badge and then they comment below thanking you guys. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, just to hear, like, when people got a new job, especially, you know, just, again, we're in this time, you know, the pandemic, and a lot of people have lost jobs, a lot of people are transforming careers and or trying to do something new. And I think that just, it's amazing to see that people, you know, just given that the technology sector has, you know, been so beneficial to so many people, to see it expand and get more and more people on board and more people along for the ride, I think it's just awesome to see. And I think that makes the biggest difference. It's one thing to pass the exam again, which is amazing. We celebrate that success. It's even greater when we hear like what they've done with the certification.
Right. We've had some great student stories where people either out of work or just wanting a career change and then taking a course and getting that confidence to go for the job and get it and even maybe get their dream job at Microsoft. We have a student that accomplished that. So it does give you that personal sense of like their accomplishments, your accomplishment. You know, you really like to see people succeed. And I feel like that's really the basis of like how Brett and Nick founded Skylines Academy. It wasn't just a train, but it was to help people accomplish their goals and enable, empower, you know, them throughout their career and not just toss out a course and then thanks, you know, so follow them throughout their journey.
Sounds like a community you guys have built.
Hats off to you for doing that, because it's not everyone's done that. That's fabulous.
So I've got another question for Amy. I know, because I've done a few blog posts myself, that you have a blog area on your website. And I was sort of wondering, what other topics apart from AKS from myself do you cover on the blog?
Yeah, I was going to tease you. I'm like, of course you know we have a blog. You've blogged on it. We've gone over a range of, you know, what would help students with their studies as far as like the AZ-900. We have a lot of study guides as well. But as far as blog posts, we have a PowerShell series by Adam Bertram that's been, you know, getting pretty popular at like helping people who are just getting started. Like you said, Azure Kubernetes Service. We have some for the MS courses like Azure AD Connect. So we really try to contribute a lot of content too. So again, we're not just training and selling courses. We're, you know, enhancing it with our blog posts as well and sharing it in the community. I think we even, some Terraform. If someone requests it, we'll probably do it. So.
You mentioned the pandemic earlier on, which obviously we're in the middle of. Have you seen a big uptake at Skylines, big uptake in students signing up?
Yeah, it's. I think we've already seen pretty good uptick. You know, month on month, students are growing. I think there's two metrics that I think are really, really interesting. I think between April, May, and June, and Brett, feel free to expand on, but I'd say that's where we saw the most growth in students. That was like abnormally high. And I think now we're starting to settle back into some of the regular growth pattern that we saw. And then the active students is actually the one that's probably even more encouraging for me. It's like, not only are more people sign up, but there's an even larger, I think it's like 400% growth in active students. So that means like they're actively, you know, watching the lectures and, you know, taking practice questions. And so I think it's interesting, that metric in itself. But Brett, anything you want to add to that? I thought those are the two that came to mind for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've definitely seen an uptick. And then there have been a couple of weeks here and there, especially around like certain, you know, US or UK holidays, where we've seen a little bit of a downturn, but nothing too crazy. To that point, I think some people might be getting a little bit of like fatigue of sitting inside and learning. But, you know, hopefully they use the apps that they have access to so they can go outside. I know myself, I like to walk around and listen to podcasts like this one or courses and things like that outside if it's nice. But yeah, I think, you know, things have been good. I think people have been using their extra time to study and to upskill themselves, which is always a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think that's also why we've started to put out these guides and other pieces of material that really help, you know, because sometimes people want to kind of read something too, plus train, there's practice questions, like there's multiple learning avenues. There's the blog if you just want a quick article to read, right, on the latest topic. And so I think it's a good mix of everything, you know, given the pandemic, you know, what's the right thing, given that not everybody wants to stare at a screen, you know, all day, to Brett's point.
So, talking about your courses, which one do you think is the most popular one?
AZ900 for sure, which is encouraging too, right? Because it's a lot of people maybe getting into Azure for the first time. Brett, I would say then it's what, AZ104. Microsoft Teams is doing extremely well. I know a lot of people are learning that right now, given everything. So those are probably the hot three right now. I don't know. Yeah.
I would say like one that kind of came out after being, you know, came up from being out for a while was the AZ500 Azure Security certification course. So that one's been, you know, on the uptick too, which has been interesting. But yeah, I think, you know, we put out Microsoft 365 courses as well, and those are trending up as the services and apps in Microsoft 365 become more popular. So, you know, definitely have a look at those if you can. We've got David Hood, who's just an amazing author, putting out those courses for us now. So, yeah, I think everything's been going up, but I think steadily, yeah, the AZ900, obviously everybody's trying to learn the fundamentals of cloud. So always a good thing.
Definitely. What's the most fun thing so far you guys have done, apart from obviously the Skyline summer sessions, obviously, but apart from that, what's been the most fun thing you've done?
You took my answer. I'm not allowed to use my answer now.
Scottish summit, meeting you guys.
Scottish summit.
Oh, rub it in.
Yeah, Amy couldn't make it, unfortunately, but that was an awesome, you know, actually that was very, very energizing, just to talk about that for a minute, because that summer, there was such a good sense of community there. Like, I've been to conferences, so it's like, you know, people speaking, sharing information, but it, what was very different there for me was just the amount of collaboration between the people in the room in the sessions afterwards, the Q&A, people would go and really meet other people and talk about it. You know, Greg, you did an amazing session on, you know, learning, which everybody, you know, I think loved your journey and everything you went through. And just to hear everybody sharing their experiences. And I think we're all in this together, this cloud journey, and it's tough. There's a lot to learn. I think that was great for me. So it definitely was a standout, you know, not just saying it, you know, I think it was amazing.
Bonus points for that answer.
What's something non-tech?
Okay, Amy, what was the most fun thing apart from Skyline Summer Sessions or Scottish Summit or technology?
Oh, man. Before the pandemic?
There you go.
Probably. traveling. God, I miss traveling. I never thought myself to be a traveler. So my last trip was probably Italy, our honeymoon. And I was supposed to go to Scottish Summit. I was so looking forward to it. And meeting Kenny Lowe to get him to do some Scottish poems. But alas, it wasn't meant to be.
So. Next year.
Yeah, next year, hopefully I can travel over to Scotland, the motherland. So that's what I mean. Yeah, the most fun for me is traveling and meeting new people. And so I definitely miss that during this time.
Yeah. Definitely missed the traveling, especially with Ignite, like we mentioned, happened this week. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a hard week because of that. Next time when we are all at Ignite again, whenever that will be, are you guys open to meeting all your fan base and community members from Skyline? So you're going to have a little booth maybe?
I think we'd love to. I think... yeah, we'd love to do it if we can. I mean, that would be the plan. Whenever we can, I think we will take any opportunity we can to meet everybody and you know, get together. It's 100%.
Richard was just kind of talking about that, but Ignite was this past week. What was the most interesting announcement for you guys at Ignite this year?
Who wants to go first?
It's a good one.
For me, the Azure so much- Arc oh. stuff. Azure Arc for me. Yeah. I think there's a lot of... It's still yours.
Yeah.
super interesting though. I mean, there was just so many, it was so hard to keep up. I mean, I'll sort of have to go back through the news site they put up, which is amazing. But I just love to see the developments in Arc and where that's going, and Microsoft taking cloud management so seriously. I think is amazing.
Yeah, and the collaboration tools they showed with what Abel Wang and Scott Hanselman, you know, usually using VS Studio to code off of Go, and it's remote and collaborating still with people in the cloud was pretty cool. But yeah, Azure Arc, that's the exciting topic. Just Satya's keynotes are always amazing to me. So I'm a fangirl of him that, you know, just listening to him speak is always a pleasure. So I was excited for that too.
I really like his bookshelf.
The little the NASA.
Okay, so I think that's all we've got time for today. Huge big thank you to Amy, Brett, and Nick. Thank you very much for coming on. And also good luck and continued success with Skylines Academy. To all of our listeners, please check out Skylines Academy is. Sign up and go and check it out. And I hope everyone enjoyed today's show, and we look forward to bringing you an episode each week. So thank you once again, Amy, Brett, and Nick.
Yeah, thank you both so much. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks, guys.